Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way.
And we're going to finish our solar segment here with Kyle Ritlin of Sun Valley Solar Solutions. But I wanted to quick do a PSA. You had mentioned I-17.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yes.
I got an ADOT alert on my phone.
Yes.
15-mile backup right now on I-17.
Going
so
north?
If you're heading north, I'd suggest the scenic route through Payson or Prescott.
Take your time, that's for sure.
All right, back to solar. And Kyle, I want to dive a little deeper on the batteries. A standard battery, as I'm on your estimator tool, and I'm selecting yes for my battery, by itself, what kind of kilowatt output does this generate?
So are you talking about capacity?
Mm-hmm.
So storage of energy.
Right.
So it depends on the battery. So we're a Tesla dealer. It has 14 kilowatts.
Okay.
Now, their other batteries will have different capacities. But we really like the Tesla. It's performed very, very well for our customers, and they hit a really good sweet spot in terms of their size, and their software is fantastic too. So it works really well with our utilities.
And is there a limit to how many batteries I could put on the house?
Not really. I mean, the infrastructure gets, there's a space limitation, obviously, but you could add as many batteries as you want. At some point, it's just a matter of, what's your goal?
Zero input during high peak hour.
Yeah. So yes to your question, we would just have to figure out, okay, so how much energy are you using during high peak and how many batteries do we need to cover that?
And that works in hand with obviously the output that my solar is generating as well. The solar and battery
right.
would work together to
right.
to be completely independent during high peak usage.
That's correct, yeah.
And if I'm on the APS 3-8 like I am at my house, obviously there's times of the year that solar output isn't going to be useful after about 5:30, 6 o'clock in the winter months, but my use is also less. My demand is less during that time of
That's
year
correct.
As well.
Yeah, and actually winter is a great time it's really funny because we get the majority of our calls and leads start coming as the weather gets hot, because that makes sense, right? People are turning on their air conditioner and they're thinking, here come my expensive bills. Especially this year, because we've got more people in their homes throughout the day than we've had, traditionally. But winter's a great time, because the value you have in winter is that your solar panels are generally producing more energy than you're using, and that allows you to build up credits with the utility. Because remember, your energy that goes back to the grid produces an energy credit that APS or SRP apply to your bill. So it's a great way to offset some of those expensive, summer months by overproducing during the winter and pocketing some of those credits. And then you add a battery into that mix and you can even cut into that even.
And on the rebates for the battery, you had mentioned something particularly pertaining to SRP.
That's right. So SRP has a rebate right now that's up to about $3,600 for qualifying customers for the battery edition. And again, that's not in our estimator tool. There is one, it is in the estimator tool. So if you go to sunvalleysolar.com/savings and you fill in your information and indicate that you're an SRP customer and then select the battery toggle, it will show you that incentive and it will itemize that out for you. And you can see how that impacts the monthly bill before and after. So it's absolutely in there. That's for one battery.
taking advantage of that thing that happens every single morning. We say we can't stop the clock, and the clock revolves around, you know, sunrise every morning, and we've got plenty of it in Arizona. And even during the cloud cover, you're still getting light through there, and your solar panels do work in cloud cover, not to full capacity, but they're still working for you.
Absolutely. Anytime light is hitting them, they're producing energy, but dramatically reduced if there's a tree shading them or, you know, thick, stormy, you know, monsoon clouds that day.
Sun Valley Solar Solutions. You can get the direct link on our blog, on our homepage,